Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, this is incredible. Again, the greatest command of the party is to ignore the evidence right before your eyes. The way they lie still after all these years blows me away. Here's Nancy Pelosi yesterday going, look, if there was ever any evidence, I mean, if there's ever any legislation that, you know, gave illegals or allowed illegals to get free health care, why I would know about it. There is no illegals getting health care.
The Trump administration has alleged that Democrat proposal would allow California to continue a loophole and uploading here to exploit, to fund Medicaid for undocumented immigrants.
I write most of these bills. The federal government does not, and no federal dollars are spent on people who are undocumented.
Let me read this from the Congressional Budget Office, which she loves to cite because it usually favors Democrats. It's kind of the arbiter, has been for decades, of what goes on at the Hill in terms of what's actually in the legislation and its effects. About, and I quote, 1.4 million people who do not meet citizenship and immigration status requirements for Medicaid, but who would be covered under current law in programs funded by the states. This was their estimate regarding how many people were cut from the Medicaid rolls by the big, beautiful bill. That is the Congressional Budget Office. So, I mean, this is a whole new level of denying reality for the Democrats that shows their desperation. It still blows me away, though. I mean, there's the internet. Here's another citation from the Congressional Budget Office, which, again, Nancy Pelosi loves to quote most of the time. How much money is this illegal immigrant health care funding, would it have cost Congress if it continued? $200 billion in federal savings over the next decade from the big, beautiful bill provisions that tighten immigrant eligibility for Medicaid, Medicare, and Obamacare, unquote. I'm reading the CBO. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how else to define reality for it. We got liberal trolls still this morning trying. This is what's so dangerous, is these Democrats just wind them up and send them out. It's incredible how they lie. But we're going to win this one. You know why we're going to win this one? They got a problem. And it's a fascinating problem if you really look at it. They've won every one of these shutdown battles before, because they had the media. But this time, they're doing it without media protection. We talked earlier in the week about how MSNBC and CNN have hit all-time lows with their viewership. I mean, shocking lows. There are actually times of day when more people are listening to us now, this station, than are watching in the key demos CNN or MSNBC. That's astonishing. Their power, though, is still in video clips that go out. And people do see those. But they, folks, when you look at this number that just came out for this Gallup poll, all time low in those expressing confidence in newspapers and television. Just 28% said they have a great deal or a fair amount of trust in the television networks. And all of them except Fox are mainstream media. I mean, they're liberal media. And look at this, what they did. They cashed all their chips in trying to get Trump. They just lied and lied and lied. Russia collusion hoax. all of the lies they told about Trump, which blew up like bombshells in their faces. Listen to this. America's confidence in mass media has edged down to a new low, which is 28% expressing a great deal or fair amount of trust, right? This is down from 31% last year and 40% 5 years ago. They cashed in on COVID. Oh, the shots work. Get one or you'll lose your job. Oh, actually, it makes you more likely to get COVID. Oh. Totally safe. There's no DNA in there. Oh. They don't cause reproductive problems for women. Oh. Folks, when Gallup began measuring that trust in the news media in the 70s, between 68 and 72% of Americans said it. So, I mean, when you're that they trust the media. So when you're seeing, it go from 40% trust 5 years ago to 28% now, they cashed in all their chips just with sloppy lies trying to take down Trump. They didn't kill the king. And now they're trying the government shutdown. And this time it's not working. It's not working. But they don't know. They have not figured out they live in a new reality now. Reality is a struggle for them. So protection racket media is at a new record low in trust. That's in a massive erosion over the last 5 years. And again, the media cashed that credibility in, trying to kill Trump. And they literally have nothing left. Literally have nothing left. Meanwhile, did you hear this? Joy Reid, y'all. Oh, I love this. Joy Reid talking about what fascism is. You know how she accuses us, they accuse us of being fascist? And they don't really define what fascist is. Well, she very helpfully defined it finally, the horror we would all live under. Take a listen to what fascism is and what she says we're secretly trying to do. And I hope we're right here. This is former MSNBC host. Take a listen.
Is that if you go back before the 20th century, there were no income taxes. There were no regulations on business. You could earn as much money as you want, leave 100% of it to your children with no taxes.
Right.
That's the world they want back. And to get it back, they need society to change. They need people to be less modern. They need people to want fewer things.
When she says people to want fewer things, she means Democrats with no qualifications who run multi-billion dollar NGOs where they just transfer the gold bar, I'm sorry, the tax dollars in, that's what she means. They need people to want fewer things. Like her Democrat friends won't have mansions outside DC anymore. She's not talking about you. You don't count. You're just a serf. You know how like, you ever see one of those movies where the king will like roll up and demand tribute from the serfs and you've got to give him like your goat and your first child or something? That's what she's talking about. Folks, this is a party where Kamala Harris took a $6 billion check to Bethesda, Maryland to drop it off to an NGO that was run by former Barack Obama staffers. Where's the money? By the way, Trump overnight just inflicted massive pain on the Democrats. You know what he did? He took some of their funny money. $6 billion in environmental grants? Gone. Took it back. Oh, I'm sorry, it was seven. Took it back. Because, you know, shutdown. Got to save money somehow. You know what that means? They always set those up so that when they do the pass through the second and the third, the EPA can't oversee it anymore. And where does it go after that? I don't know. Probably into campaign coffers, personal coffers, mansions, stuff like that. They can't have it anymore. People can instead give it to their kids instead of Democrats. Joy Reid cannot. She doesn't know how to exist in that world. But I bet you and I do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.